When a new presidential administration comes into power, they often make changes to agencies and appoint people who share their political outlook. The same, of course, is true under the leadership of President Donald Trump. However, one obscure-sounding change is sending shockwaves through advocates for rural areas of California and beyond. Valley Public Radio's Jeffrey Hess reports from Tulare County.
There are a few aromas, quite like the smell of an open wastewater treatment pit in the middle of a central California summer.
And as you can see, the aerators out there in the middle, turning the water around, aerating it. It also kind of brings some of the wafts of air and the wastewater up, and we're downwind right now, and it's not real bad, but you wouldn't want to come out here and eat your lunch.
Farmersville Mayor Paul Boyer has plans to close two 60-year-old open pits containing anything and everything flushed down a drain, from human waste to trash like diapers, in this city of 11,000 in eastern Tulare County. He's working to build a brand new state-of-the-art wastewater treatment plant and shut down the smelly open-air plant altogether. The new plant would also make the water much cleaner, with much less nitrogen, when it's put back into the earth for groundwater recharge. To do so, the city has secured a loan for $5 million from the United States Department of Agriculture's Rural Development Department toward the roughly $18 million sewage treatment plant. Without that money, Boyer says there is no way they could build the facility.
When you need that financing, oftentimes USDA is considered the financer of last resort. And in poor communities like Farmersville, we don't have other options. They are our only resort.
And without the plant, Farmersville literally cannot grow. The old plant is at capacity, and any big new home or commercial development would likely have to be blocked as a result. So to continue the economic growth of the entire town, a new plant is a necessity. It's these projects, the potential growth and health of rural towns, that summer warning is now at risk. The new head of the USDA, Sonny Perdue, has eliminated the position of Undersecretary for Rural Development. It sounds like a minor change, but Glenda Humiston, the former California Chair of Rural Development for the USDA under President Obama, says the result will be less focus on rural towns and communities like Farmersville.
And these kind of programs are just critical, and they're often the only source of any financing for critical infrastructure, too. Community facilities, broadband, rural health clinics, etc.
It also pays for things like animal shelters, senior centers, libraries, and fire stations. It takes Mayor Boyer almost a minute to rattle off the list of projects in his small town alone. Humiston says this change, coupled with a budget proposal from President Donald Trump that deeply slashes funding for the program, is shocking, given the fact that many rural areas voted for the president.
You know, as far as I can tell, the people that did vote for President Trump from rural areas are definitely getting the short end of the stick on this budget.
Farmersville went for Hillary Clinton, but Tulare County was strongly in President Trump's camp. Valley Public Radio reached out repeatedly to the USDA on both the state and national levels. We were not given an interview about the decision from either USDA officials in Washington or the acting state director. However, in a statement, the department says they created a new position called Assistant to the Secretary for Rural Development. They believe this change will actually reduce bureaucracy and increase the influence of rural communities by giving them a more direct access to the agency head, saying that opponents were, quote, worrying about nomenclature. Other advocates for rural communities are not very comforted by this argument and have sounded the alarm as well. Anna Johnson with the Center for Rural Affairs says having the position be assistant to the secretary means it's not approved by the Senate, and therefore less accountable to the U.S. Congress for the huge lending portfolio it oversees.
And then also the undersecretaries have kind of like dedicated offices and staff. And so, again, that, you know, removing that kind of like institutional support for managing this $216 billion portfolio just kind of gives us concern.
Back by the swampy, stinking sewage pit, Farmersville Mayor Boyer says he's very nervous about the changes and signals from the administration and what it means for his town and others like it.
There's more projects we want to do in our community. I know there's a lot of other rural communities around the valley and the nation that want to be able to improve their rural areas. And without USDA Rural Development there to help with these projects, I don't know who else would be.
The institutional reorganization has happened, but Congress ultimately has a say on how much is spent in each department. an early draft out of the U.S. House, still seeks to reduce the USDA budget by just over $1 billion, or about 5% of its total budget. That's still a significant cut, but far less than the $4.8 billion recommended by the president. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jeffrey Hess.